Shalom, shalom, family. It's your girl, Jetty, Empress Jetty, the rabble rouser, coming at you from the Philadelphia area, more or less. And boy, oh boy, do I have a message for you truth tellers today. Y'all be glorified, magnified, and praised. We're going to save the housekeeping for after if there's time, because I want to get right to this. May y'all speak truth through me today. Dig the move. You truth tellers out there, I got a little warning for you. Beware of the ego stroke, right? I know that for us truth tellers, validation is really hard to come by, right? We often walk a path where because we tell the truth, and the truth is so inconvenient and it's so contrary to mass culture, that we're used to being on the outskirts of society or being within different societies, but being the outsider even within, right? Even within our inner circles, oftentimes, when you're the truth teller in the inner circle, you're the outsider even then, right? You're the black sheep, the proverbial black sheep, if you will. Now, I'm just going to throw it out there that the wool from black sheep is considerably more valuable than the wool of white sheep because of their rarity, but we ain't going to get into that, okay? That ain't the point of this message. What I want to talk about is what often happens is because you're a truth teller, oftentimes you're going to speak on things that other people have been thinking about and have been wanting to say, but haven't said because they don't want to hurt feelings or they don't want to risk the kind of ostracization that you face, or they don't want to risk being the weirdo, or they don't want to risk being considered crazy or being called stupid or silly, or they don't want to risk a lot of the benefits that go along with not telling the truth, right? Like silent acquiescence, right, can win you lots of benefits that if you just don't speak up, not that you speak up for untruth, but if you just don't speak up for truth, if you just silently go along, you can get a lot of benefits that truth tellers are always, or let's just say often, cut off from different types of benefits. And these can be everything from relational to financial to positional to all kinds of benefits that just keeping your mouth shut will allow you to have access to. And so oftentimes you will have masses of people who are silently and sadly against even their own better judgment, acquiescing to lies and untruth. And so when you as a truth teller come along, a lot of times they'll be like, yes, exactly, amen, amen. And which I know that that can be really annoying, right? Because you'll be like, y'all been here allowing this lie to stand for the past 7 years. I've been here for 6 months. And now that I finally say something, now you want to say how they've been doing that for 6.5 years. Well, where was you at to say something 6 years ago, right? And so a lot of times we have that kind of a frustration with that situation. But a lot of times we feel validated by it. And we're like, amen, exactly, exactly. And we feel validated. We're like, yeah, exactly, right? And so what happens is, oftentimes when you're the truth teller, people are going to attach themselves to you in different phases of their life. Typically when they're needing to make a transition that they're afraid to make, they're going to attach to you as the truth teller, and they're going to like ego stroke. They're going to, yes, amen, girl, that's right. You keep it real. And that's right, boy, you know, that's right, bruh. You solid, you a real one and all that kind of stuff. And they're going to attach themselves to you, and they're going to allow your truth telling to get them over a hump of deception that they were afraid to challenge themselves, to reposition themselves into a somewhat of a truth teller so they can absolve their consciousness of having allowed the lie to stand all of that time through their silence. And so they're going to attach themselves to you and they're going to, yay, girl, yay, bruh, yay. And that's going to feel good to you as a truth teller because you're going to be like, oh, finally, somebody in my corner, somebody that's not calling me crazy, right? But you beware of that ego stroke because what's going to happen is now that person's going to become your biggest cheerleader, right? They're going to want to always, like, that's right, that's my friend, that's my girl, keeps it real, she shut it down, that kind of energy, right? They're going to attach themselves to you, and now they're going to use you as like the poster child for the truths that they are afraid to tell. But now they get to associate and connect themselves to you're telling those truths, right? So that's their way of kind of absolving themselves of the lies that they have already bought into. And so that's going to feel good, and you're going to feel like you finally got somebody in your corner. But you have to beware of being too ready to partake of that ego stroke, right? This is what the word's talking about when it says, if you're given to appetite when you sit at the king's table, put a knife to your own throat, right? Put a knife to your own throat if you like have an appetite when you sit at the king's table, because you don't want to fill your belly so much that now you're just in love with the politicians at the table so that you lose your right discernment, right? And so that kind of ego stroking can be very disarming to the truth teller. And it is intended to be disarming to the truth teller. Because I'm going to tell you who the people are that are most going to take advantage of you in those moments and attach themselves to you during these transitions, that they're going to use your passion and your willingness to be contrary to the status quo to carry them from one position into another, or from one state of being into another, or from a place where they are self-loathing into a place where they can give themselves absolution. The people that are doing that are going to feed you all of this encouragement and all of this, what's the word? Like they're going to promote you, right? They're going to be like your cheerleader. And let me introduce you to my friend who's so knowledgeable and so this and so that. They're going to pump you up and all of these things. And the reason that they are doing that is not just to absolve themselves, not just to use you as that transitional doorway from their acquiescence and agreement with lies into a somewhat more truthful reality. But the other reason that they're doing it is they are expecting that that will prevent you from directly addressing their lies and the lies that they are upholding personally in their life. They are expecting that to prevent you from exposing them down the line. And so they're gonna blow you up, blow you up, blow you up. Yes, it's amen. We the same. We just alike. We this and we that. They are expecting your ego to fall in line with them and to come into alignment and allegiance with them so that you will not call them out 5 minutes down the road. So when their foolishness, and I'm gonna go ahead and say it, fuckery comes to the table, now they are expecting that you have some sense of loyalty that will allow you to not address it. And that, my friends, is a dangerous place for the truth teller because you have to be able to stand no matter who you stand against. You have to be willing to stand even against your own self. You have to be the kind of truth teller that would even come against your own lies and deceptions within yourself, publicly and privately. You cannot allow these people to attach you to them in these ways where they have stroked your ego so much that now you feel indebted to them in such a way that it would be some sort of emotional or relational betrayal to have to address them when they are off.